Peacemaker Hero Mohammed Sidibe by Annie Merkley. What is the greatest battle you've overcome in your life? Imagine watching your parents get murdered in front of you at 3 years old, being taught to carry an AK-47 taller than you before you learned your ABCs, and being forced to take part in a war you can't comprehend. Could you find it in your heart to speak of peace after such a violent ordeal? Mohammed Sidibe has. His story is one of hope, of global participation, and of how education was ultimately victorious. From child soldier, persistent student, to influential speaker and advocate, this young man has made it his life's mission to give a voice to the multitudes of unheard individuals who are screaming for peace, or even worse, have had their voices silenced for good. Sidibe miraculously survived war in Sierra Leone, a war that took the lives of his entire family and robbed him of a childhood. At the age of 10, Sidibe was rescued and placed into school in Freetown, where he became involved in iEARN, an international educational program that connects students and teachers through the internet. Austin Haberly, a Peabody Award-winning journalist looking for a story to highlight in Sierra Leone, put out a call through the iEARN network. Haberly went to Freetown in 2003 and worked with Sidibe and his classmates on the production of We Don't Want No War, a short documentary that was part of a collection of stories from conflict-ridden countries beyond borders. Haberly remembers Sidibe being reserved and guarded at first. It took him a few days to warm up and share his story on camera. Through the process, Haberly taught an inquisitive Sidibe about filmmaking, and a significant bond was formed. My involvement with him has evolved over the years, and I think of him more like a colleague now, and a very close friend, Haberly said. Around the same time, in the early 2000s, Jim Carlton, a teacher at W.H. Day Elementary School in Canada near Toronto, wanted to connect his school with students in a developing country and found iEARN to be the most useful tool to bring the vision to fruition. Carlton's involvement with iEARN Sierra Leone led to Andrew Green, a teacher from Freetown, visiting W.H. Day and showing We Don't Want No War. Anita Townsend, principal of W.H. Day at the time, said he, Sidibe, was just so compelling on screen. He was about 11 years old, and everybody just fell in love with him at the school. Townsend's first impression of Sidibe was that of a remarkable young man. He was very articulate, and the things he was saying were so insightful for somebody of that age who'd been through the trauma he'd been through, she said. Townsend was moved by Sidibe's spirit of survival and how he aspired to help people and hoped that the violence that happened to him wouldn't befall others. In summer of 2005, Townsend went to Sierra Leone and met Sidibe, who had become a devoted student. Upon her return to Canada, Townsend and her family felt compelled to help with Sidibe's private school fees in Freetown. A teacher at Townsend's school, Molly Bickley, and her class also joined the campaign to aid the charismatic and passionate student. Townsend said that as a school project, it was amazing what happened and that the campaign took on a life of its own. Bickley was impressed with Sidibe's desire to learn and desire to change the situation for himself and others, end quote. Bickley said he helped her students appreciate the value of their education. They've seen what connecting with one student who needs help can do. It's really been great for them to see that they've made a difference in his life, she said. Students from W.H. Day began to honor Sidibe on the My Hero Project website by writing web stories. As a student in Sierra Leone, Sidibe was introduced to the My Hero Project and was celebrated as a hero by the students in Canada. At age 14, Sidibe came to the U.S. to speak at a peace conference and there met Ed Gregor, director for iEARN USA from 1990 to 2012. Gregor believes tremendously in the importance of Sidibe's presentations. They give a firsthand account of what young people in conflict areas face in the barrier to an education. He is able to provide that personal human story that is a concrete example to some of the statistics that people hear of issues that seem so far away, Gregor continued, saying that the impact Sidibe has can help eliminate child soldiers and the violence that they face. While in New York City, Sidibe feared for his safety if he went back to Sierra Leone and wanted to stay in the U.S. He called upon his trusted Canadian contacts through iEARN, Townsend, Bickley, and Carlton, who then reached out to Gregor and journalist Haberly, What happened next, Sita Bey refers to as serendipitous. The individuals that had come into his life as a child rallied together to shape his future and ultimately helped Sita Bey find a permanent foster family in New Jersey with friends and neighbors of Haverly. As a freshman at Columbia High School in Maplewood, New Jersey, Haverly's wife Wendy helped tutor Sita Bey. He was an astute student and excelled at an amazing rate. By sophomore year, his determination and skill had him placed in AP classes. He is now in his final year at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and is getting a degree in international peace and conflict resolution. Sita Bey has done numerous speaking engagements across North America and internationally, his message reaching thousands. His courage is contagious. In July 2014, while in Los Angeles for a summer internship with the My Hero Project, Sita Bey spoke at a Freedom Writer Teacher Symposium in Long Beach, California. Making a presentation to a room full of teachers inspired by Aaron Gruel and the Freedom Writer's Diary held a special place in Sita Bey's heart. The Freedom Writer's Diary was the first book he read when he came to the U.S., and Gruel is a personal hero of Sita Bey's. The relationship Gruel formed with her students enticed him to seek out relationships with his own teachers. Gruel was blown away as Sita Bey spoke. She said, "I think his story is about taking chances and the power of education," Gruel continued. "He's not being mired down by what happened. He's being excelled by what's going to happen, and that's really exciting. He's a tribute to any kid anywhere on the planet who can work towards the future and say, I too can make it." On September 20th, 2014, at the Capshaw Spielberg Center for Arts and Educational Justice in Santa Monica, the My Hero Project presented an event to honor heroes as part of the International Day of Peace. The evening, hosted by Sita Bey, featured music from celebrated violinist and composer Kenji Williams. The event also included Ron Kovic, anti-war activist and author of the memoir Born on the 4th of July, influential teacher Aaron Gruel, and art from acclaimed portraitist Robert Shetterly. Sita Bey desires to take the audience on a journey and share his perspective on past and present challenges we face in achieving peace. When asked what Sita Bey hoped for future generations, he answered earnestly with one word, empathy. "People spend so much time highlighting our differences, we actually forget how similar we are," Sita Bey said. "Oftentimes people can turn on the news or they read about child soldiers from other countries and find it easy to separate themselves and just say, it's not us, it's them, and I can't relate to their problems. I speak to give a name and a face behind the stories."